Hi, this is Terry Daly from Mercer's Regulatory Resource Group, located in Washington, D.C. And number 8 on our top 10 compliance issues is the impact of opt-out cash and flex credits on an employer's affordability requirements under the ACA. Remember, under the ACA, employers have to offer full-time employees affordable minimum value coverage to avoid any potential penalty. The question had been, what impact on that affordability does flex credits and opt-out cash have? We got guidance at the end of 2015 from the IRS that said that with respect to flex credits, if the flex credit can be used for non-medical plan contributions or can be cashed out, it will not reduce an employee's contribution for purposes of affordability. So if an employer requires the contribution of $200 for the medical plan, but gives a flex credit every month of $100, if that $100 can be used for non-medical plan purposes or cashed out, then it does not reduce that $200. And for purposes of affordability, the contribution is $200. However, if it can only be used for medical plan and cannot be cashed out for purposes of affordability, in that example, the employee's required contribution would be $100 for affordability. With respect to opt-outs, the IRS's position is generally opt-outs increase the required contribution from the employee. So if an employer says that the required contribution is $100 a month for medical, but if an employee waives that medical plan coverage, they will get an additional $50. In the IRS's position is that the required contribution would be not $100, but would be $150. They are going to provide guidance shortly in regulations, and they intend to issue regulations say that if that opt-out is contingent on an employee having other coverage, it may not have to be taken into consideration. There is transition rules for both of these rules that generally provide that if you have a flex plan in place or an opt-out in place, and those plans were in place as of December 15th, 2015, you can continue those programs and treat them the way you had been treating them for affordability up until the beginning of the 2017 plan year. If you have further questions about these, please contact your Mercer consultant.